Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes! Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming live and direct from New York City. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, exclusive. So I went to the arrest, the arraignment of Pig Dick Donald Trump. And believe it or not, almost had to smack the shit out of two dusty cat breath smelling motherfucking Antifa motherfuckers. I didn't think it was going to happen. I did not want something like that to happen. I went down there to have the peaceful celebration of the arrest of Pig Dick. And for the most part, it was super duper chill until two motherfuckers acted like they wanted smoke. And eventually I invited them around the corner to have that smoke. And they didn't take the invitation. I'm breaking it down. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. Exclusive on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud. Yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom. Oh my goodness. Biggity boom. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. And you are now rocking with the very best, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, coming live and direct from New York City, Nueva York. And I mean no disrespect, but it is the world's greatest city. And I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot of intimate, personal, genuine things to discuss from the Trump arrest. I went down there. I went down to the Trump arrest. And I have exclusives for the hardest, most dedicated, most loyal fans, supporters in the world. From my experiences down there at the Trump arrest rally, I guess you could call it that, which was a trip. Getting ready to do 5 shows this weekend in Addison, Texas, which I'm really looking forward to. Really looking forward to performing at the Improv in Addison, Texas this weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of April, which is nuts. We're in April. And then I have shows the 21st and the 22nd of April at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And then Philly, Philadelphia. My third time performing in Philly. The 27th, 28th, and 29th, I'm performing in Philadelphia. And then the 5th and 6th, I'm going to be performing in Houston. Paul Wall, OG Paul Wall's in Tsukasa. Definitely linking up with OG Paul. He's Mr. fucking Houston. I'll be performing in Houston the 5th and the 6th. And then in Vermont, May 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then there's another show in the Denver show. I'm going back to Denver, June 15th, 16th, and 17th, because I had to cancel that for some reason. I can't remember why. Anyway, those are my shows that are coming up, and all tickets, all information is always available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. So, good listeners, great listeners, fantastic listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I went down to the Trump rally, Trump celebration, Trump protest, slash all of the above in New York City. I went. I had to go. And I really contemplated, I'll be totally honest. I went there and I was thinking to myself, you know, throughout the years, I've had FOMO when I wasn't in New York, of course, being Mr. New York. But, you know, for a lot of time in the last 2 decades, you know, I was working in LA. My kids were being raised in LA. My kids are, you know, older now. Young adults, young adults. But for whatever reason, I would miss Yankee parades. I would miss certain things, good, bad, and in between. Eventful things in New York City. I missed the blackout in New York. You're like, why would you want to be here for a blackout? Because it was a moment. You know, it sucked when it was happening, but, you know, the camaraderie of being in New York, when something happens, is part of the experience, part of the unique, one-of-a-kind experience of being a New Yorker. And at times, I felt jealous. So the night before the arrest, I was like, I want to go. And then I was like, I shouldn't go. And I didn't talk to my wife about it because she would have been like, fuck no, you're not going down there. I didn't really talk to anybody about it. But you know, I was like, I want to go down there. You know, I've been, obviously, you guys know better than anybody. I've been so frustrated, so amused, and everything in between by all things pig, dick, Donald Trump. And I was like, they're actually going to arrest this motherfucker. It's actually going to happen. And don't worry, I'm not going to get into a whole arrest rant. This is not what this is about, because I've articulated my feelings about really what I think will come or not come from this arrest. But the night before, it was a beautiful day the night before, and I was following it, I'm watching it, I'm listening, watching the TV, this, that, and the third. And the next day, I woke up, I wasn't feeling that fantastic. I was chilling, ba, 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 ba. And when the confirmation time of the actual arrest was made, I was like, I think I'm going to go. Maybe I'm going to fucking go. And I touched base with a couple of people. My man, the photographer, Mel D. Cole, who you should follow. You should always check out his stuff because he goes to all this shit. He was on the podcast once, I believe. I think he was on the podcast. Yeah, we're talking about January 6th. He was there at January 6th. Cool dude, New York dude. Used to shoot a lot of hip-hop stuff. Probably still does, but I met him when I was doing the Tribe movie. He goes to all the rallies, all the wild shit, like crazy protests. Like he's a dope photographer, photojournalist. Spoke to the Good Liars who were on the podcast. They were down there and I was just trying to get a sense of what was going on. I was like, I'm not going to go. Maybe I should go. And then I talked to my man, John Codling, longtime listener, Ace Boone Coon listener of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And he lives near there. And he was sending me photos and videos from down near the courthouse. And I was like, what's the vibe? And he says, a bunch of crazy motherfuckers, da 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 da. And I was like, I might come down there. And he was like, come. And then I was like, I'm not going to come. And then he sent me some more videos. It was like getting close to 2 o'clock. It's probably like 1 p.m. And they said that they were going to arrest this cocksucker at 2:15. So I went down there. I said, fuck it, I'm coming. Didn't tell my wife. And I was like, fuck it, I am coming down there. And I took the train, the 6 train, to Canal Street. And you could just hear the helicopters. There were police lined up blocks away from the courthouse. And as soon as I got out of the car, you were like, yo, this is bugged out. You know, you could see people with the signs. You could see the news trucks. And I went to the park where a couple of hours earlier, Gorilla Face Marjorie Taylor Greene had been ran out of the park. And you guys know my voiceover videos. You guys know I don't pull any tricks. I don't pull any wool over the eyes of or the ears of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast listeners. I saw a video of Gorilla Face Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier that day, and they ran her the fuck out of the park, as they should have. She thought she was going to come to New York. First of all, she was tweeting that New York is desolate and that there's people over, like literally lying. New York is not perfect. The crime in New York sucks. It's not a perfect city by any means, but she was tweeting this stuff like it was like a fucking war zone. And she actually thought she was going to show up at this park in the middle of Manhattan, right outside of this courthouse, and, you know, antagonize and scrutinize New Yorkers, and nobody was going to say shit. Well, as soon as that animal got on her megaphone, motherfuckers were prepared for her. And they were booing her, and they were blowing whistles and banging pots and pans, and they literally ran her the fuck out of the park, screaming and yelling at her. I don't know what this hillbilly backwoods freak show thought it was going to be in New York, Nueva Yorka, but she learned. This ain't D.C. This ain't Mar-a-Lago. This ain't wherever the fuck you're used to speaking. That shit was not going to fly in New York. And there might have been supporters there for her, but this is New York City, man. Motherfuckers are not having that dumb shit. You're not rabble-rousing. This is Hymietown, to quote Jesse Jackson. To quote the great Eddie Murphy when he was on Saturday Night Live. Jesse Jackson infamously called New York Hymietown, referring to it being a Jewish city. Marjorie Taylor Greene talked about Jewish space lasers. Not that there were a bunch of Jews down there, but like, yo, this is a sophisticated city. You're not coming to New York City and talking greasy on the yard. So I saw that video and I did one of my infamous, famous voiceovers where I screamed and yelled at her, Miles Jordan. Play that video. Play my voiceover of that video.
You animal, you! Go back to the farm, you animal! They're looking for you at the sanctuary! You filthy animal! with the space lasers! Blast her with the fucking space lasers! Get the fuck out of New York, you racist, sick, filthy, infected animal! Get the fuck out of here!
And this is like, shit, 11 in the morning. That video went crazy, super duper crazy, triple dipple viral. I did another video, which was just as funny, just as entertaining, when Trump showed up at the Trump Towers the day before, didn't go crazy, super duper viral. You never know. You literally never know. If I knew how to guarantee a video going viral, I would be a rich fucking man. You just never fucking know. I do the videos, I talk my shit, the voiceovers, the rants. Sometimes they take off, sometimes they don't. Sometimes I think it's the most brilliant, funniest shit. Some of the things that I put out with me and Dean, aka Deuce Collins, aka Deuce Pacino, I'm like, this is the best shit. But because you may curse, because of the timing, who knows? Sometimes people respond, sometimes they don't respond. Sometimes social media responds, sometimes they don't. Anyway, this video of me screaming at Muppet Face Marjorie, instantly viral.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi. And this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika. And this is our brand new podcast.
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Hey, it's so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nonetheless, I get on the fucking train, I get down there, and you can see it. You knew this was going to be fun. But, like I said, in the back of my head, I was like, yo, I know there's Trump people down there. I know it's New York. And as much as I know that it's a sophisticated city, I know that it only takes one asshole, one person to, you know, stir up some shit. And I know I'm the disruptive warrior. I know my disposition, I know my presence when it comes to all things pig dick Donald Trump. And I did not want to, you know, have an incident. So much as I like to talk my shit, bah, 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 I'm not there to fight. I'm 53 years old. I've never been that dude. just wanted to go down there and see it. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to see it. I wanted to witness what the fuck was going on in New York on a beautiful, beautiful spring day. Anyway, so as you're approaching this Center Pond Park, which I never knew was called Center Pond Park until yesterday, until the day of my impromptu, peaceful celebration of the arrest of Dick Stain Donald Trump, because that's what I wanted to have, a peaceful celebration. Not a peaceful protest, a peaceful celebration of the arrest of Dick Stain Donald Trump. There's fucking news trucks. I mean, there must have been 50 of them. Satellites on the news trucks. Every place. CBS, ABC. There's cops. There's undercover cops. There's everything. It's a big deal, but I meet him, I'm a man, John, and he kind of breaks down what it is. He had been there for about an hour, and they had one side of the park was the Trump supporters, and on the other side of the park was the pig dick celebrators, like myself. And so we decide to go, obviously. We're not going with the Trump supporters, but you see them. They got their fucking flags. You know, they're it's like what you see on TV, and that's what I wanted to witness. I was like, this is the shit I've been watching for the last 6 years. I need to go down here and see these people in real life. So the good guys, as opposed to the people with TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, because if you support Dick Stain Donald Trump at this point, you have Trump derangement syndrome. So I walk in there and, you know, people are like, oh shit, Rappaport, ba, 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 ba. And I know you're probably like, what are you talking about? I just never assume that I'll get attention, that people will recognize me. I knew that people, whatever, that's not the way I think. I should think that way. But I'm genuinely telling that's just not who I am. That's not the way my mind works. It's just not the way I fucking think. But everybody's excited. Everybody's happy to be there. It seems like people have been there longer than I had been there. You could tell people are sweating. It's not very, very hot out, but it's warm. There's not a lot of shade, so there's sun down there. Me and John were walking around. I'm videotaping. I'm vlogging. I put it all up on my YouTube page. I'm talking to this one. I'm talking to that one. There's people from the Daily News. There's people from The Hill, which I guess is a economic newspaper. And they're asking me questions, and I'm answering. I'm talking to this one. There's Trump impersonators. I'm bullshitting with them. There's whack jobs. There's regular people. There's hippie dippies. There's older people. There's younger people. Everybody's got their phones out. And it was pretty chill. There was helicopters because Slobdick was actually in the courthouse doing his thing in front of the judge. Because that's what happens. You got to go in front of that fucking judge just like everybody else. Anyway, we're walking around. I'm getting the gist of the whole thing. And my man John's like, yo, this is pretty much it. This is it. So after about 45 minutes, an hour of walking around, seeing everything, ran into a few people. You know, ran into a few podcast fans, ran into a couple of regular fans, just some regular folks. I'm talking to them. I'm like, yo, this is it. He's like, yeah, this is it. This is really it. You know, there's nothing really going to happen. And as my man said, he's like, yo, I've seen more people show up for a high school football game. There's about 1,000 people, 1,500 people total, maybe 2,000. Maybe I'm underestimating. It doesn't matter. It was chill. It was calm. It was cool. We got the gist of it. Everybody was really happy to see me. And even when we, you know, I was looking at the Trump people, nobody said anything to me. So we're walking out of this park, Center Pond Park. And as we're walking out of the park, these two white dudes with the like Antifa shit, all dressed in black, like with a hoodie on top of a hoodie and a hat on top of the hat and a mask covering their face, and a mask covering the mask, and like a do-rag, white dudes with a do-rag under the hat, frumpy, dressed in all black, both of them about my size. My guy John's about my size. They kind of like creep up from behind me. And one of them's like, get the fuck out of here. And then there was this bald motherfucker, like white dude with them. I don't know if he was with them or not with them. I don't know where these dudes came from. And I'll be honest, that kind of, I was like, where the fuck did these people come from? They just kind of popped up out of nowhere. And as we're walking out of the park, they're like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, huh? And I turn around and I see these two white dudes. They got cat hair all over their clothes. Look, literally look dusty as fuck. And then this short little bald motherfucker is literally about 5'6", with a mustache, wearing jeans from like 1999, big baggy jeans, but not hip hop. Just like, look like shit. They're like, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you doing here? Like, but not loud. And I'm like, yo, don't make, I just went into like fight or flight mode. Even though, no, I did feel threatened. That's why I went into fight or flight mode. So I said to him, yo, don't, I started talking shit. I was like, yo, don't make a fucking mistake. Cause I'm like, I'm gonna punch somebody in the fucking face. Cause they just creeped up. They just creeped up. That was just my natural instinct. I was like, yo, don't make a fucking mistake. I started talking shit, blah, 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 blah. They're like, yo, get the fuck out. I was like, I'm not going anywhere. Yo, I'm literally telling you straight up, this is the fucking truth. These dudes, one of them had like the umbrella. You know how these motherfuckers walk around with like they cover their faces with umbrella? They do things. One of them started opening his umbrella, not at me. He's like about, I don't know, 10 feet away. He start, his umbrella won't open. And I'm like, yo, is this really like, what the fuck is going on? And like, where the fuck did these motherfuckers come from? So it's just two of them. And then there was like this half black looking dude. And I'm like, is he with him? And then this woman was like, you're not a really a protester. You're a fake. You're a phony. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. They're not saying it loud, but they're saying it to me. And I walk up on the dude. I'm like, yo, I'm not going fucking anywhere. I ain't going fucking anywhere. Because we were leaving. And now I'm like, I'm not leaving. I'm fucking staying. You motherfuckers ain't telling me to leave. I'm not going anywhere, motherfucker. I'm now staying longer than I intended to stay. And I could tell there's like a little bit of a crowd around, not a lot, but enough to make me think like, you know, what's, I was trying to really capture like, and understand like what's happening. But the one thing I knew I wasn't doing is I was not leaving. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, who's who? Is this some kind of like double op shit? And I'm bugging off these two cat shit smelling motherfuckers who literally had cat hair all over their dirty ass clothes. Two white dudes and this little short bald dude. And I don't know if they were together or not. It was like four of them. But then there's people like, yo, cursing, like, yo, man, get the fuck out. They're screaming like, yo, Rappaport's with us. He ain't going anywhere. And I'm like, I'm not with anybody, but I appreciate you backing me up. Anyway, so then another person comes over. He's like, Rap, can I interview you? I'm from the so-and-so news. And I was like, all right, I'll talk to you. Because I sat down on the bench at this point. And I'm like, I'm not going any fucking where. I hope I'm articulating this good. So the dude starts, you know, asking me questions. What are you doing here? How do you feel about everything? So I give him my, you know, my answers. Ba 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 ba. These people have Trump derangement syndrome. Ba 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 ba. And the two Antifa dudes are like, you better leave. And that's when I was like, yo, fuck you want to do. This is literally what I said. Some of this shit is on video. I was like, fuck you want to do. And then at this point, I'm like, yo, either it's going down or it ain't going down. But I could tell you one thing, like, it's going to go down on my terms. Like, this is literally how I think and how I feel. So I say to the dude, yo, you want to take a walk around the block? You want to take a walk around the block? This is on video. You could check it out. I'm not posting it because I don't want people looking to think that I want smoke. I don't want physical altercations. I don't want beef. You guys know me as well as people in real life. I think that when I articulate and show myself on the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, it is as close to the genuine article as possible. Obviously, I put on bells and whistles because this is a show. It's a professional show and I am a professional podcast. But you guys know me through the thick and thin, through the pneumonia, through the, you know, the Captain Colitis, through all of it. So I said to the dude, yo, you want to take a fucking walk around the block? You want to walk? Meaning like, yo, we could walk up the street where there's nobody around and we could shoot joints. Like I was like that. I'm sizing this dude up. he's saying leave, and I'm like, I'm not fucking going anywhere. So I'm like, yo, let's do this. And when I said that, he didn't say shit. I said it again, he didn't say shit. They didn't take my invitation to go up the street. And that's when I was like, suck my dick, bitch ass motherfucker. Suck my dick. I'll take you around the corner and I'll make you suck my dick. And then I quoted the great Mike Tyson. I said, suck my dick and I'll fuck you in your ass until you love it. I'll fuck you in your ass and make you my girlfriend. And I realized at that moment when I said that to him, and I knew there's cameras, everybody's got their phones out anyway. So I realized when I quoted the great Mike Tyson, in that moment, I laughed to myself because I realized I had misquoted the great Mike Tyson and I didn't get the quote properly. And I felt bad that I didn't quote it correctly in that moment. And like I said, when I asked the dudes, you want to shoot joints, you want to walk up the block, you want to like take a walk around the corner and basically handle this. Since you're telling me to go, I'm not going anywhere. But if you want to go, me and your man, because it was really just the two white dudes with the Antifa costume. When they didn't take my invitation, I knew they were pussy. I knew they were pussy. I knew they didn't want smoke. I knew they didn't want physical altercation. I knew they didn't want beef. So then I could say anything. Because since I'm asking you, do you want to fight, essentially, and you don't want to take that invitation, you're telling me to leave, and I'm saying, let's go around the corner and let's fight. Let's leave and let's fight. You don't want to take that invitation? Now I could start talking greasy. Now I'm talking that shit. Now I'm totally comfortable. And I'm glad you're filming this shit. And I'm glad this is probably going to wind up on social media.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
Mother's Day is coming. And mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi. And this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika. And this is our brand new podcast.
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I waited a few more minutes and then I said, yo, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm leaving now when I want to leave. You fucking tell me to leave in my fucking park, in my city. The fuck out. During my peaceful celebration of the arrest of Dick Stain Donald Trump, I leave when I want to leave. And you could suck my dick. So me and my man John, we stopped at the hot dog place, got some waters, walked up the street. It's a couple more. I seen some Chicanos for Trump. They were like, fuck you, Rapport. I told them to suck my dick too at that point. Because I was amped up. And, you know, we're paying attention because, you know, you never know what could happen and who could come out of nowhere because this is like that Trump shit. Nobody wanted anything. Nobody followed us. Walked up the street, walked to Canal Street, we're chit-chatting, and I was like, yo, that's bugged out, right? And he was like, yeah, that was bugged out. And I was like, what was that? We were trying to, like, figure out what it was. And basically, it was just two goofball Antifa mofos. I don't know if they were from New York. They didn't sound like they were from New York. They didn't smell like they were from New York. They literally smelled like they were from a kitty litter. Like, they smelled like they were straight up from the cat litter. Straight up cat shit with cat hair all over them. And I knew I didn't want to take an Uber or a cab home, so I was like, yo, I'm going to walk to the train. He said, I'll walk you to the train. We walked to the train, gave John a pound, and went about my fucking business. And it was nothing. It was nothing. But I'm glad I went. And if you hear or see anything about this incident, this is the full story. I don't ever want violence. I'm not a violent person. I don't look for smoke. I don't look for confrontation, physical confrontation. I talk my shit. I do my thing. I'm a disruptive warrior. But these two goofy motherfuckers, they were acting like they wanted something. And I'm like, at a certain point, I'm like, yo, let's fuck it. Fuck it. Because fuck it, you know? This is how it has to be. For the most part, like I said, it was 99.9% of the people were chill. You know, when I was thinking about going down there, I was like, you know, it only takes one asshole to ruin a party. It only takes one asshole to sort of get things out of whack. And they did. Because, you know, in the moment, I didn't really understand what was going on. I asked my man John, I asked my man Mel afterwards as we were leaving. I was like, yo, what the fuck were they? And, you know, it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird and it threw me off. And for a second, you get a little like, what's happening here? Because you don't know who's who and what's what. And these dudes have masks. And, you know, you start, you know, hearing Rapaport and da-da-da-da-da. But I was like, fuck that. This does not fucking happen. Not on the day of my peaceful celebration of the arrest of Donald Trump. Not in New York City. Not in Manhattan, where I was born, where I was raised, where I went to school, and where I'm from. I was like, fuck all that shit. Anyway, that's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, motherfucking God. And that was my experience down there at the official I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast peaceful celebration of the arrest of Dick Stain Donald Trump. Anyway, I'm out. I truly hope everybody is safe. I truly hope everybody is sane. And I truly, truly hope everybody has a fantastic, happy Easter and a happy Passover. It's that time of the year. Stay safe, stay sane, stay disruptive. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to listen, rate, and review I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast on all platforms. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real funky. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Done.
It's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.